James. I'm here with Austin and Chris. Welcome to Thumcast. This is episode 27. We're here to wrap up maybe the Dawnguard side of the Dawnguard DLC. I don't know how far we'll get into the Vampire side. I know I haven't even started that yet. I spent most of my day in the DLC attempting to spawn a legendary dragon with no success. So I don't know if you can do that at level 50 or if you have to be level 60. I don't know. I wandered around to every spot where I had discovered a dragon and just kept getting frost dragons, elder dragons, dragon dragons, blood dragons, no legendaries.
Weird.
You run across one yet?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I haven't either. Austin?
Nope, I'm level 71. I don't see why I wouldn't have run across one.
Yeah, you should definitely be able to spawn one, but yeah, okay. I don't know. I've seen YouTube videos, so I know that they exist. I just haven't stumbled across one myself. But I did get all the werewolf perks. Has everybody else gotten those?
I started getting those. I had to make a new save because I went around the towns and just started eating people. I wanted them.
Yeah, that's a good way to depopulate the place, I guess. I didn't think I wanted to do that, although I did accidentally attack Vilkas. The way I went about this was I turned into a werewolf out kind of in the middle of nowhere and then just kept wandering and running into going into places where I knew there'd be bandits and basically anything that I ran into in the line I was following. So I wiped out a Stormcloak camp, wiped out an Imperial camp, wiped out a few forts, wandered through a few dungeons of Forsaken. I was all completely okay with wiping out Forsworn, rather, not Forsaken, Forsworn. You know, I was completely okay with that. Although I did, in that whole thing, run into a mob of, I think it was like 8 Forsworn, and I had to run away from them because they were kicking my ass. But other than that, I was doing pretty well. I just stayed in werewolf form and got all the perks by just going through a rampage through one part of the map.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did, too, once I remembered that there was a werewolf tree, you know, from last episode. I just went around and I started doing some quests where I knew there was bandits and Forsworn, and I just started eating everybody.
Yeah, and you kind of got to get to some place where you're going to run into things, because when you're in werewolf form, there are two kind of annoying things. There's the forced third-person perspective, which is annoying. And then there's the fact that when you're in that form, you can't look at the map. So pretty much you just can look at the radar for what things are out there, but you can't consult the map. So it's, if you aren't really good with spatial relationships, it's easy to kind of forget where in God's name you are and just wander about until you hit a town and decide whether or not you want to take it out. And I decided I didn't want to take Dawnguard out, or Dawnstar out, so I just kept going. But I was roaming around, and that was where I found a few. You'll notice sometimes if you're up near Dawnstar, every so often you'll run into Vilkas out there hunting whatever it is he hunts up there. I thought he and one of the other companions were bandits, so I ran up and started pounding on them until I realized I was fighting Vilkas. I didn't really want to kill him, so I ran away.
I had a strange thing happen to me with the companions, because I kept going back to the companions and having them give me quests in order to get some of the totems and everything else from them as well. But I also had Vilkas with me, and I transformed into the werewolf, and he started attacking me.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird, and I was like, okay, I guess I can't transform with him around me. I would have thought, you know, him being a werewolf, that it would have been cool, but
that must be a bug, because I thought I read on the wiki that your companions are not supposed to turn hostile.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. It didn't happen with anybody else but Vilkas. So I had Ayla with me one time, and I did the same thing, and it was just Vilkas. He just got all mad at me. And
oh, is he the brother that isn't happy with being a werewolf? Is that the way that thing might work?
I think so. And that's what I chalked it up to, was, you know, he's just not happy with that.
All right, whatever. That's just weird. I mean, maybe that's why he started attacking me, because I ran up and I don't know whether I hit him first or hit one of the bandits or things he was fighting first, but he was definitely hostile to me. I had to run away from him.
Yeah. Same here. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to reload the save on that one.
You mentioned the totems. I didn't really do anything with those. What's the story with the totems?
Well, I never noticed them the last time I completed the companions quest. So once I unlocked them, I was able to go back to Ayla and talk to her and get them. She tells you about this book that Skior was writing about the totems, and they're missing werewolf totems. So if you've completed the companions quest and you go back and talk to her, she's got a few more things to find.
I tried talking to her and that didn't work, but maybe that's because my character married Ayla, so maybe her conversation options don't come up for that.
Oh. I also noticed, though, that you couldn't find the totems unless you have the perk unlocked.
Yeah, well, I have all the perks unlocked. I unlocked every, like I said, I went on this murderous rampage where I just roamed around the countryside, and other than running away from Vilkas, I just killed everything in my path. Stormcloak, Imperial, anything that got in my way, it just died. And I just didn't run through any cities because I figured I didn't really want to depopulate them, although I did take out a few mining camps.
Hey, that's all right. That works, too.
Yeah, except for the unkillables. There were 3 or 4 unkillable people I ran across, so they must have plot impact at some point for quests. But I killed everybody else except for the unkillables. And other than that, I didn't get anything with the totems because I went back and talked to Ayla. I did look up on the wiki and found out you're supposed to talk to her. I talked to her, and the only options I got were the same ones that I always saw. So, nothing new. Maybe I'll just have to go back to the hall and find one of the other companions. Although, I think in that playthrough, I think I've run through an awful lot of the companions and gotten them killed.
Oh.
Well, as companions, you know, I had them come along so you get training and this, that, or the other thing, and I know I got a bunch of them killed.
Oh, no. I didn't think you could kill them.
If they're companions, you apparently can. If you hit them with a sword by accident or hit them with an arrow by accident, it's just like any other companion. You know, they can't be killed by enemy fire, but just like you can kill Lydia. You know, if you get a stray bow shot or a stray... And the bow shots are real easy to do because they just charge up into combat. I mean, even Ayla. You'd think since she's got the master bow skill, she'd hang back. Nah, she charges up with whatever weapon you give her.
Yep.
It's one of the things I wish I could do. Is clean her inventory out of every single hand weapon so that she had to stay back and use the bow.
Right.
Or maybe give the commands you can give in Fallout New Vegas where you can tell them, I want you to use ranged, I want you to use up close. You know, I could tell her use ranged only. That'd be something that'd be cool. Maybe there's a mod for that I should look for on the PC game.
Yeah, I miss that option with the companions having that little circle pop up and you can tell them to do whatever you want.
Well, that'd be really useful because for somebody like Ayla, you want her to hang back and just wail on people with bows. You'd prefer if she didn't go charging up and get in the way of your own bow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, doesn't seem to be an option unless there's a mod for it.
What they should have done is when you transform into a werewolf with one of the companions as your follower, they should turn into a werewolf too.
That's a good point. They should, because it's really funny Chris, you said that Vilkas went hostile on you when you turned into a werewolf, because if anybody should turn hostile, it should be the DLC companion, Serana. You know, she's a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think if you're going to turn into a werewolf, she should go nuts, but she's completely down with it.
Yeah, exactly. But with the totems... I only have 2 perks yet to get, and the last one is one of the totems that I'm missing. So I got the moon one where you're it's kind of like the aura whisper, where you can see them through the walls and everything, whether or not they're hostile or. And then I got the the wolf one where I have 2 red. Werewolves who will come out and attack with me.
Now, how do you activate those? Because that I couldn't figure out. Does it activate the same way shouts do? You just use on the Xbox, you use the right button.
Yep, just like you would when you're gonna yell at them to run away. When you use the fear option when you're a werewolf, so same thing.
So now, do you have to go through the magic menu and pick which power you're using, just like you do with shouts and other things?
Nope. It's when you go into the Underforge, you pray at the altar where you put them. So once you find the totem, that's where Ayla says to go back and drop them off. There's 3 stones where you drop them down on. And,
yeah, I saw the stones. I went to the Underforge thinking maybe there was something I should do there. And like I said, when I talked to Ayla, she wasn't giving me any totem quests, so maybe I have to go back and hope Vilkas isn't hostile to me still.
So once you pray at them, you get this little light that, you know, absorbs into you, and then you you basically no longer have that that fear call, and you have whatever totem you prayed at.
Oh, okay. So it's a power that kind of works like your racial power then.
Yes.
Only you can swap it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So it's not exactly like the shouts. It's more like the racial power.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll have to see if I can turn that on. Like I said, with Ayla, I've had absolutely no luck. She's just conversation options gone, nothing going on there. It's one of the things we've come to know and love about Bethesda games is there's always an interesting glitch you run across.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Austin, have you started the vampire side of this yet?
I just went and got Serana from the crypt thing.
Okay.
For that part.
Okay, so in that, so you haven't gone back with her to the to Harkon's place?
I'm about to walk in.
I'm kind of curious as to how she reacts, because it seems like if you play in the Dawnguard side, she really doesn't want her father to win, but I guess if you're playing the vampire side, she's going to come in on that side. I mean, that's what it sounds like anyway. She's going to be a companion either way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she's okay with her father's side of things if you go that way.
What I wanted to ask you guys was, I just got into the Soul Cairn, and I'm about to go after the keepers right now. Did you guys choose to have her take half of your soul or turn you into a vampire first?
I had her take half my soul.
Same here.
Now, did you find the soul gem on your way out, Austin?
Soul gem on your way? Yeah. Yeah, I found it.
And what negative effects are there if you forgot to do that? Because I forgot to do that, and I haven't noticed anything.
I think you have less stamina and stuff.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's it probably interactive effects. I guess I have to go back and fix that then.
You can go back there anytime. So
I should go back and find it. Okay. Maybe I'll go back and find a stupid horse, too. I gave up on that one.
Yeah, I was looking for that one those pages from that for that other guy as well.
Yeah. Well, I found all the soul husks, although I was not at all impressed with the goods he had on offer. He basically, you don't get to look at his inventory. You just say, I want a weapon, or I want armor, or I want this, I want that, and then he'll give you something. And for me, at level 52, giving me a piece of crap iron sword just was not... it was enchanted, but still. A marginally enchanted iron sword just didn't interest me. I was tempted to whack him right then and there.
Yeah, I had everything that I really needed, so I just chose a spell tome, and that was actually interesting. I had water breathing. That's what he gave me for the first one, so I was able to cast a spell and breathe underwater for 60 seconds, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, As I said, I finished the Dawnguard side. The only thing I have to do is wait for a legendary dragon to spawn, unless I have to get to level 60, and I'm really hoping that's not the case, because it's really hard to move up levels once you're above 50. But that's the only thing I've got left to do on that side. And then I intend to take a level 37 assassin I've got lying around and take that character in and side with the vampires. And I'm really curious to see how that plays out, because everything I've read says that the vampire perks are just way more awesome than the werewolf ones. Although I will say that if you go on the murderous rampage thing I did to get the perks... After you level up the first four things at the bottom, you know, which are the same as the first five you get for everything else,
mm-hmm.
The werewolf power is not bad. I mean, maybe it's not awesome or epic or anything, but you can beat the living crap out of things. The kill cam for the werewolf is pretty interesting.
Yeah, they are. I liked it.
It's basically, if you played Dragon Age, the original game, Dragon Age Origins, you remember that you could get overborne by a spider, and the spider would start wailing on you. And instead of that happening to you as the werewolf, that's basically the kill cam move. You overbear something and then just wail on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty darn awesome. I love that kill cam. Although, speaking of kill cams, the one thing I should mention is that they don't have the bow and arrow or crossbow one down completely pat. I've had a number of times where they started up the kill cam and then the person that was being shot at moved slightly, and they didn't die.
Yep, same here. I've had that happen a couple of times.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird. I, the first time that happened, I thought it was a bug, but it just seems to be the way the bow works. It's really strange.
Speaking of bugs, have you come across any other bugs, James or Austin?
I don't. You see, this is where it's hard to say whether they're specific to Dawnguard or whether they're just the typical Bethesda game engine bugs, because I have had crashes. I've had Xbox crashes down to the homepage. Mm-hmm. I've also had one where I had to restart the Xbox, where it just locked completely down.
Ooh.
Yeah, mine always just locks down. It never just goes to the homepage.
Well, I'm trying to think. Did I actually get a homepage? No, I think you might be right, Austin. I think I've only seen the lockups. And I've seen that happen. I've had that happen to me a few times, more than two or three. I've had it happen a few times now since the DLC loaded. And I can't say it wasn't happening before, because I've been playing pretty much exclusively on the PC before the DLC came out. So I couldn't actually tell you if these are new bugs. For all I know, they could be from one of the previous updates.
Something I noticed was the load screens are way longer.
Oh, yeah, they are. There have been times that I was convinced the game had crashed on me, and it hadn't.
Yep, same here. I was worried a couple of times as well. It seems like they just got longer.
Yeah, I know from the regular cast on the regular podcast, when that Scott will not be happy to hear about that, because he's already waiting through massive load times because he's got a very underpowered PC.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he'll probably be waiting a good long time for some of these, because on the Xbox, it does take a long time. There are points where you get load screens where you are convinced. If you think it's crashed, you should probably give it another minute or two, because it probably hasn't.
Right. So the other bug that I found is occasionally through my rampage as a werewolf, I had the body of a dead man fall through the floor, and I couldn't eat them. And I was like, okay, all right, well, lucky you.
See, now, I haven't had that happen to me. What I've had happen to me, which is not a bug, but is almost as irritating, is since I have Serana as a companion, just to the point where I'm getting ready to go back and feed on something, she raises it as a zombie. Mm. So,
oh, no.
That's that. Can't eat that, because if I hit it once, it'll turn into dust. So that's the end of that. But that's not a bug. The one other thing I almost mentioned when I was going about the rampage on the werewolf, and I guess this is also an issue for the vampire side, since you're in this forced third-person perspective, and that's kind of an awkward way to play in this engine, but there's another problem. The werewolf, and from everything I've read, the vampire, is taller by a pretty good percentage than the standard characters. There are dungeons you can go in that you can't get through all of them because there are doorways that are too short. You can go places that you have a certain point where you just can't go further because the werewolf physically won't fit through the door.
Yep. I did that once in one of my caves. I just kind of went around it. I went back and did a wait. I waited 4 hours, transformed back into human. I snuck back through, and then I waited another 24 and changed back into a werewolf. So.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, I just lost patience, said, okay, fine, I'm not going to go there right now. I was just on my murderous rampage thing where I was just running around trying to get all the perks. So I was like, fine, I'm done with this one. I'll go outside and find more things. And the thing that makes that easier is there's one perk a little ways up on the right-hand side of the tree where when you start out, the only way you can extend your rampage and the only way you can get feeding power and all of that is on humanoids. But there's a perk you can take most of the way up, and maybe all the way up on the right-hand side, that lets you get half the strength from eating anything. So as you're wandering through the wilderness, you start pounding on bears and snow bears and snow cats and saber cats. Anything that comes across your path, you just whack it and eat it. And it's not as much power as eating a humanoid form, but at least you can keep your rampage going.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of, like I said, I thought that was a lot of fun, just roaming around and killing everything in sight, just clearing an entire area of Skyrim out. That was just a blast. I mean, maybe it's more fun as a vampire, I don't know, I haven't done that yet, but it was definitely a blast to go around and just kill everything in sight. Until the Forsworn mob almost killed me. I actually had to run from them. And that's the other thing, you heal a lot slower as a werewolf unless you're eating. Your health basically doesn't come back. I stood and waited, I think it was 2 hours, And if you wait for 2 hours as a regular human, your health will be all the way back, and it'd only come halfway back. So you don't really heal much as a werewolf unless you're eating.
Yeah.
One of the things I noticed that's kind of weird about the DLC is I remember telling you guys after the last episode, I shot the moon with an arrow after I beat it for Dawnguard. Uh-huh. And the moon blacked out.
Because you dipped it in blood, right?
Nobody points it out that I did that.
So you made the whole world dark, and they didn't notice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like, good job on taking out the vampires. Now they can't do that thing, even though I did it.
Weird.
Well, that means that's a scripting error. It means that they didn't expect you to do that. They left an opening there for you to do it, but none of the, all the reactions you'd normally have to it are scripted out because you finished it in the other side. There'd probably be reactions if you had gone on the vampire side, but because you didn't, they were all scripted away.
Oh, jeez. And Austin, didn't you say you got the achievement for doing that as well?
Yeah, that was the whole reason I did it.
Well, I got the achievement just by, I didn't have any reason to do it, and I went back on the save because I didn't much care for the results where I was. I took one of the arrows and shot it into the sun without dipping it in blood, just shot it into the sun while I was in Whiterun, and suddenly flames started shooting down from the sun, just whacking civilians everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And I figured I didn't really need to leave Whiterun in that state because I live in Whiterun and I like to go to the shops and buy things, so I didn't figure that it'd be a good thing to kill Belathor and kill the Smith person and all those, so went back on the save. But it is pretty cool, and I got the achievement.
Oh, that's what they meant by it'll make light beams kill your enemies. I thought you shot them and beams of light like blew up inside them. You have to shoot the sun.
You shoot the sun with one of the arrows. And basically, it makes solar flares, as it were, come out and start blowing up on the ground.
Wow.
It's a firestorm, massive firestorm, firestorm everywhere. And like I said, since I was in Whiterun and I wasn't in combat, I just let it go. Although, if you didn't run the Civil War yet, that might be a fun way to run the Civil War. When you attack Whiterun, is wait there for that moment and shoot the sun with one of those arrows. That might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they'd appreciate it, but it'd be kind of cool.
Or if you're a werewolf running around killing everyone like me, I could just get an easy meal.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, and they might not appreciate that. You might end up getting the same thing I had way back when I used Sanguine and got everybody hostile, the guards and the companions and everyone. All right, well, it sounds like everybody's finished the Dawnguard side, and I think we've pretty much said everything there is to say about that. I mean, we probably need to come back and talk about the vampire side once we've gone through that a little bit, but... Until then, Austin, any final thoughts?
Nope, I got nothing.
All right. Chris?
Well, yeah, I would say if you're listening to this and you don't have the DLC yet, and you want to go Dawnguard, it is advisable to at least complete the companion quest. If not complete it, get it like a quarter of the way done so that... once you get to that point, it would be easier to get the totems and start leveling up your werewolf from there.
And probably don't marry Ayla.
Yeah, that might be advisable too. The if I may, there's one other thing that I am not able to do. I can't I can't buy one of the trolls, and I can't take one of those new dogs with me. So apparently, when I found a stray dog and it died in one of the caves, the game still thinks that I have an animal with me.
Oh, it can be even worse than that. I found that stray dog at some point. I'd completely forgotten about it because I hadn't picked up this Xbox character in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog in my game is apparently not dead because every so often, just out of nowhere, it finally paths its way to me. You know, following whatever pathing algorithm they've coded in the engine, which God knows it's not efficient. But, you know, whatever they've done, every so often, out of nowhere, the dog will show up. And then I'll run somewhere in a non-optimal way for the companions, and the dog will disappear again. So, yeah, I got the response that, well, I went up to one of the dogs and said, well, maybe if I get rid of my own dog, I'll take you along. Of course, my dog's out wandering God knows where, lost in the mists of Skyrim, but I don't know. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, I still get glitches from when I killed my wife, like, 50 hours ago. I still get bounty hunters. And I killed the guy that sends them, too. I can't marry anyone, and I'm frustrated.
Well, there is one other thing we should mention. I almost forgot. There is one other quest that comes in the DLC that we haven't mentioned, the Lost of the Ages quest, the one where you get the Ethereum pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fairly long quest. You go out and you find all the little pieces of Ethereum at the various places they're hidden around, which is mostly in Dwemer Ruin. So if you're short on soul gems, this is actually a great quest because you'll find a crap load of them again. And if you're trying to get your enchanting up, you'll go through a whole bunch of Dwemer Ruins, one of which is, I think, new, the first one you go through, and then you go through a bunch of others that you may well have been through already. It depends on what you've been doing in your playthrough, but you go through a bunch of Dwemer Ruins, you find various pieces of Ethereum that you're supposed to pick up, and then during this quest, you actually have a ghost companion, you know, an adventurer who had wanted to get all these pieces and had proved to the archaeological world, I guess, that she had found this utterly awesome Dwemer Forge. And she helps you along on this, basically teleporting ahead of you to the next places. The one thing I'll point out about this quest is the quest markers for this are often screwy. I had to look a couple of things up on the wiki because they never showed up on my quest map.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't show up. I mean, they'd show up if I got close to them. Maybe they were just figuring that I'd have to get close to have them suddenly pop up, but for whatever reason, I had a lot of difficulty finding these places initially. But at the end, I was a little disappointed, not because the quest wasn't enjoyable, but because you get to craft one thing at the very end. And I think it was a shield, a sword, or a helmet, or a circlet, or something. And I picked shield, and the shield was not as good as the one I had made myself.
Wow.
Now, maybe I need to get glass smithing. I'm not sure which, because when I tried to get it above flawless at a forge, it told me I didn't have skill, so maybe I need to get glass smithing to get it up. I don't know. Now, there is, at the end of that, before you go to the actual Dwemer Forge, where you get the three or four options of things you can make, there is a pretty decent boss battle at the end of that, where you have to fight a lot of different things in the room. And I ended up, I've been trying with this one character to use the one-handed weapon and shield because those aren't at 100 yet. I had to go back to the bow for that because I have this awesome bow that I smithed and enchanted, and I have very high sneak and I have very high bow skill. So it's, if I get into a tough battle, I just say the hell with it and I pull the bow out. I don't get any experience, but I can kill anything with it. And it was tough enough that I had to pull the bow back out.
Nice.
So the last boss battle on that in the Lost of the Ages quest, you might have to go back to your top weapon.
Is that the quest where a courier comes and talks to you and says, come here to that guy named Calico, if I'm saying it right?
I don't think so, but I to be honest, I don't remember how I stumbled across. Oh, no, I'll tell you how I found it. If you're at Dawnguard Castle, if you go over where the forge is, where the person who's there at the Dawnguard Castle is working the forge, go over there, and there's a book. And if you read the book, you get the quest. If you don't read the book, then you'd have to stumble on one of the locations.
Okay.
So if you haven't gone over by the smithy at Dawnguard Castle, go over to Dawnguard Castle, find the smith area. There's a book in there, and there might be more than one, but read the books. One of them will be the one you want, and it'll give you a new quest. It'll just pop up on your quest line. I ran across it totally by accident.
I had something similar to that. I found a dwarven arrow inside of Dawnguard, and then I went into a town, and a courier stopped me and gave me this letter from Calico, who said he was interested in buying my the arrow that I found in Dawnguard. So specifically said that in the letter.
Okay. I have not run across that one. I'll have to go back to the castle. I haven't gone back to that castle very often. I guess maybe that's something I need to do.
All right, yeah.
All right, well, that really is our last thoughts, I think, because outside of that quest, I think we've pretty much covered everything on the Dawnguard side of this, and we'll have to get further into the Vampire side. Or actually, Austin will have to get further into it, and the rest of us will have to actually start it before we can say much of anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, till then, I'll take us out with missed an episode, need to subscribe to the iTunes feed, want to join the Facebook group, want to follow us on Twitter, or join the Steam group, find all of these links and more at www.jarober.com/thumcast. That's T-H-U-U-M-C-A-S-T. And that's a wrap.
Awesome.